Good morning. It's Monday, January 11th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. South Carolina DHEC yesterday announced 3,667 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 48 additional confirmed deaths. Of the total number of individual test results reported to DHEC statewide, 28.6% were positive. The CDC is blaming the hesitancy or deferral of receiving the COVID-19 vaccine by more healthcare workers than expected for the sluggish pace of the vaccinations in South Carolina. DHEC tells the state newspaper that, as of Friday, just under 71,000 of the state's 350,000 eligible South Carolinians had received their first dose. This year's session of the General Assembly begins in Columbia this week, but as South Carolina Public Radio's Russ McKinney reports, lawmakers will begin the session facing a number of uncertainties.
How COVID-19 affects the new session is a big question. With their own COVID meeting protocols in place, lawmakers this year will focus on combating the lingering pandemic, while at the same time working to ensure state government stays financially sound. Last year's state operating budget remains in effect due to uncertainty over the state's economy and expected tax revenues. While some new funding for teachers, law enforcement, and prisons is hoped for this year, Governor McMaster is already urging lawmakers to set aside $500 million as a budget safeguard.
The pandemic is still here. We don't know what is going to happen.
Legislative leaders want to avoid a situation the state found itself in during the Great Recession, when state services had to be drastically curtailed because of forced spending cuts as the state's economy struggled. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.
Teachers and staff in Greenville County could soon be receiving a pay bonus, in addition to extra hours of paid time off, if they need to quarantine because of COVID-19. Tomorrow, the Greenville County School Board will consider the changes. If approved, teachers and other employees not eligible for overtime will get a $1,000 pay bonus. Full-time staff eligible for overtime will get a $500 bonus. The district also plans to offer up to 80 hours of paid leave for anyone needing to isolate. The Beaufort County School District may have to borrow up to $100 million to pay its bills as a result of a dispute between the auditor and the city council. The Beaufort County Board of Education approved the borrowing Thursday night, saying they plan to repay any money borrowed as soon as tax money starts rolling in. Tax bills have been delayed after the Beaufort County Council sued County Auditor Jim Beckert after he increased the amount of money given to a county program without the council's permission. Charleston County is checking random home recycling bins to make sure there's nothing inside that can't be recycled. Items like plastic bags, styrofoam, cables, and cords can damage equipment used to sort recyclable material and cost workers time to pull out beforehand. Bins with improper items will be tagged with information about what can be recycled. Baseball legend Tommy Lasorda died late Thursday at the age of 93. As South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports, Lasorda will always have a place in Greenville history.
Well before he took the helm of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Tommy Lasorda cut his teeth as a pro ball player in the minors like anyone else. Lasorda spent a year of his minor league career on the mound for the Greenville Spinners. His later major league stint as a pitcher, and more notably his Hall of Fame career as the manager of the Dodgers, landed him in the Greater Greenville Baseball Hall of Fame in 2014, when he was inducted with another one-time Greenville pitcher named Nolan Ryan. There's also a baseball field named for him in Greenville, Tommy Lasorda Field, at the city sports complex. But Lasorda's longest-lasting connection to Greenville is no doubt his wife, Jo, a city native. The two met while Lasorda played for the Spinners and would have been married for 70 years this April. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.